Welcome to Connecting with Revolutionary Minds, conversations with IT and business leaders from WebEx. In this series of podcasts, you'll hear from IT and business pioneers working on the leading edge of the on-demand business. Catch the latest trends and find out where the industry is headed. I'm Paul Landcor with podtech.net. And for this podcast, I sat down with Bill Appleton, Chief Technical Officer and founder of Dream Factory. I started by asking him what Dream Factory is about.
We build rich applications for service architectures. So, if you've got an XML web services interface, say WSDL, SOAP, XML RPC, XSI, XSD, any kind of standards-based way to talk to an enterprise application, then we build front ends for that, that turn those services into rich, user-friendly, and hopefully aesthetically pleasing applications that we sell to end users.
And this is a time of something of a revolution in the way people look at buying and using software, and has a direct impact on your organization. Perhaps you can talk about how the nature of people's relationship with software is changing and about the idea of mashups and how that plays into your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. The couple of ideas there. I mean, one is that the on-demand revolution is really happening, and it makes so much sense. I mean, you don't generate your own electricity. You might or might not grow your own food. You certainly don't grow all of it. You don't build your own automobile. Why do you host your own servers and run your own software? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
So people have been talking about this for some time. What's happening right now? People have been seeing that this is the future. The thin client model has been around for a while. What is going on right now that's allowing this to become more and more of a reality?
You know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that a big part of it is just the rise of XML web services. I think that's an enabling technology that's making it happening. It's a lot of other things coming together. The Web 2.0 movement is making these things more customizable at the client. Also, though, I just think there's now a growing realization among businesses are not looking to keep up a staff of people to edit applications internally. They don't develop as many applications internally. They're really looking for more off-the-shelf solutions that they can go use directly. But at the same time, they want those solutions to be highly customizable and highly tailored to their needs. So I think it's a really good question. I'm not sure I've got a great answer for it, but for whatever reason.
It sounds like a lot of things are coming together at one
time. It really is
coming
together, and now it's really starting to happen. And you see it with Salesforce, you see it with WebEx, you see it with a number of other vendors that are really starting to have a growing acceptance in this market space.
Let's talk about your partnership with WebEx. What is it that WebEx brings to the table that makes them a great partner for you to have?
Well, we're excited about the Connect network. If you look at most enterprise software, think about Oracle or SAP or RightNow or Sugar CRM or any of these applications, they mainly focus on the corporate organization. And so each one of these corporations kind of turn into a data silo in a way. But the truth is that there's a lot of activity that happens between corporations. So think about any complex project, or think about a complex litigation negotiation, or supply chain partners, or any complex sales event where you're buying something that's a very complex thing. And so it's not just a meeting, it's a series of extended meetings that end up needing an asynchronous component. They end up needing backing material and information that supports this whole process of meetings. And then each one of these meetings is kind of configurable in terms of participant and role. And so it's really very new thinking about things that can happen not inter-company, but intra-company. And so that's exciting. It's new thinking. It would have to be an on-demand application because you need a trusted third party to be the host of something like that.
Well, let me see if I understand this. It's kind of viral. It's kind of thinking about it in terms of the ground up rather than looking at an overall enterprise's needs. It's on demand is exactly that. It's what a person sitting at his or her desk needs right now, and can they get access to that right now? And that's what's going to drive the
future. Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. And we really see that in our business. People come directly to us. They're smart business users with real problems. To a large extent, in many situations, we don't go through the IT department. We go directly to the end user who's got this need. And I think WebEx does that as well to a large extent in many cases. That's really the beauty of on-demand, is that people can get software that they need to solve problems that they have without the difficulty and expense of having to install and host those applications themselves.
And if this is just the onset of something of a revolution in on-demand, where do you see it going in the relatively near future?
Gosh, you know, that's something I don't think much about, strangely enough, because we are so much in the trenches every day just taking care of all these customers and building all these rich applications. I think we're going to look back and realize that there'll always be on-premise software and some solutions in that vein, but that this is really going to change desktop software and on-premise software, and that's going to be a dwindling component of where things are happening. The other thing that's exciting is that the on-demand applications really are leveraging Web 2.0, they're really leveraging web services. And so I think they're fundamentally going to be different, better applications than what we've seen in the past. More customizable, more user-friendly. Well, let me give you an example. So we think applications are really becoming more like content. So that, and applications are becoming more like movies, more like music, more like anything else you would buy. I mean, you don't need to get IT's approval to go buy a song off of iTunes either. And so what happens then is that instead of the traditional role of software developer, which is kind of a millions of dollars, thousands of lives style of building applications, we're much more like a rock band or a movie company. We're building rich content that is enterprise applications. We're a content publisher. And so we start to look at a different set of issues. We start to look at things like art direction and brand and user experience and how we bring these services to the users. So it's really almost an entirely new set of interests and disciplines that start to become important in the role of a content publisher, you know, the type of company that we're trying to build.
So it's been an artificial barrier more or less up to now, or at least maybe some of these technological advances we've been talking about make that barrier no longer necessary between content and applications.
Yeah, let me give you a little background. My background is in building rich media and rich user experience products. So I've worked with Disney and Paramount Motion Pictures and companies like that. I wrote Supercard on the Mac, and that was all about how to put together rich user experiences and rich user interfaces. The problem was we couldn't hook that stuff up to real enterprise data. So about the year 2000, 1998, along come web services, and it becomes painfully clear that pretty soon you're going to be able to hook real enterprise data transactions and functionality and workflow to these beautiful UI and user experience pieces that we've built in the past. And so it becomes really, really clear to me that now we've got this collision between what used to be kind of the horrifying, ugly, old, hard-to-use enterprise software and rich media, Web 2.0 user experience. And so it's really a collision between those two disciplines, I think. That's the most interesting part of it for me, how those things are coming together.
Great. Bill Appleton is Chief Technical Officer with Dream Factory. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Join us for our next podcast in the series, Connecting with Revolutionary Minds from WebEx. Thanks for listening.